Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Betsist Online Casino Partners Neteller and Skrill. Payoneer authorized as an electronic money institution by Central Bank of Ireland. FIS, PayPal enable cardholders to participate in PayPal's Pay with Rewards. Clover launches scan to pay feature for restaurants. Malaysian state Sabah launches e-wallet, aims to drive tech adoption. WeChat Pay receives permission to operate in Nepal. The cash flow impact of connecting R with AP. FinServ starts to draw the line between freelancer and small business. Now let's get started. Betsist Online Casino Partners Neteller and Skrill. Online bookmaker and casino operator, Betsist, has entered into a new partnership agreement with payment providers Neteller and Skrill. The freshly inked deal will see the two electronic payment providers facilitate transactions for players. Neteller and Skrill are both owned and operated by the UK-based global payments company Paysafe Group and are used to instantly transfer payments and money through the internet. The two services can already be used on the virtual venues cashier for depositing and withdrawing winnings, offering real-time payouts for players. On the heels of the current deal, the operator closed a similar agreement with global e-wallet EcoPays, powered and operated by SciPay. Payoneer authorized as an electronic money institution by Central Bank of Ireland. Payoneer, the digital payment platform, has announced its continued global expansion with the establishment of a new office in Dublin, Ireland. The Central Bank of Ireland, CBI, authorized the company to operate as an electronic money institution in the country. By investing in a new Dublin hub and being authorized as an electronic money institution, Payoneer has ensured that its customers are able to continue business operations in the EEA following Brexit. Payoneer supports sellers on many of the e-commerce marketplaces across Europe, including Amazon, Cdiscount, Joom and Rakuten, critical platforms for merchants worldwide to get access to consumers in the EU. The license also supports the many small businesses based in Europe that sell goods and services worldwide. Payoneer's digital platform streamlines global commerce for millions of small businesses, marketplaces and enterprises from 200 countries and territories. Leveraging its technology, compliance, operations and banking infrastructure, Payoneer delivers a suite of services that includes cross-border payments, working capital, tax solutions, merchant services and risk management. FIS, PayPal enable cardholders to participate in PayPal's Pay with Rewards. FIS and PayPal have extended their partnership to enable cardholders from U.S. financial institutions to participate in PayPal's Pay with Rewards. Beginning in Q3 2020, cardholders of thousands of financial institutions participating in FIS Premium Payback Loyalty Network will be able to use their eligible card loyalty points to pay for eligible online purchases at PayPal merchants globally. Cardholders in FIS Premium Payback Loyalty Network will soon be able to link their reward points to their account with PayPal, enabling mutual customers to use their eligible rewards points to pay for purchases via PayPal at their favorite retail brands. The new agreement builds on an existing relationship between FIS and WorldPay for processing card payments for PayPal customers in more than 50 markets worldwide. Thousands of financial institutions representing more than 7,000 card loyalty programs are enrolled in the FIS Premium Payback ecosystem. When these cardholders use PayPal to pay a merchant online, they will have the option to convert their eligible loyalty point balance to currency as an alternative form of payment. Clover launches scan-to-pay feature for restaurants. Fiserv's Clover has made available its scan-to-pay feature to offer a seamless payment experience restaurants customers. With scan-to-pay, guests use their iPhone camera to scan a Clover-generated QR code at the bottom of their receipt to pay their restaurant bill with Apple Pay. The customer must authorize every transaction with Face ID or Touch ID on their iPhone. Servers know the guest has paid because the bill shows as paid instantly on all the restaurant's devices. Additionally, guests have access to their restaurant bill on their phone, and if the restaurant is using Clover feedback, guests can share their comments with the restaurant owner through direct message. Clover is a POS platform that partners with payment processors, developers, and hardware manufacturers to POS products to market. They use Android as the client platform, which enables the use of inexpensive devices, both off-the-shelf and purpose-built. Malaysian state Sabah launches e-wallet, aims to drive tech adoption. Sabah, a state in Malaysia, has recently announced the launch of its very own e-wallet called Sabah Pay, in a bid to drive tech adoption. Malaysia, through various government initiatives and programs, has managed to become more digital and aligned with global transformative efforts. In fact, according to TechWire Asia, progressive efforts at the state level have resulted in digital breakthroughs like the development of smart cities. Sarawak, another Malaysian state, accomplished something similar when it developed and deployed S-Pay, a state-owned payment facility that went international soon after. Although no plans have been announced as to whether Sabah Pay will be launched as an international payment capability, the platform remains promising and convenient. The centralized payment capability was developed by Sabah Credit Corporation (SCC) and can be used by locals as well as tourists. WeChat Pay receives permission to operate in Nepal. WeChat Pay, a China-based payment service provider, has received permission to operate its electronic payment service in Nepal. Nepal Rastra Bank (NRB) recently granted permission to WeChat Pay to conduct its operations in the country, the Himalayan Times reports. Meanwhile, NRB has allowed NMB Bank to provide the settlement services of transactions made through WeChat Pay in Nepal. Similarly, Alipay, another China-based payment service provider, is in the process of obtaining a license from NRB to start its services in the country. WeChat Pay and Alipay are particularly popular among Chinese tourists who want to pay via these apps for transactions in the hospitality sector in Nepal. In 2019, NRB has banned China-based digital wallets Alipay and WeChat Pay, fearing loss of foreign currency earnings. NRB, the Central Bank of Nepal, issued a notice, banning their use in hotels, restaurants, and shops in certain areas, especially in Chinese-run businesses. According to NRB, there is no record of how many transactions have taken place through the two platforms previously, when they were not recorded in Nepal. The cash flow impact of connecting R with AP. Meeting the needs of both buyers and suppliers is becoming increasingly easy thanks to technology sitting in between accounts receivable (R) and accounts payable (AP) departments. This week's look at the convergence of R and AP finds new solutions from banks and fintechs alike finding opportunity to strengthen the buyer-supplier relationship through tools that tackle friction on both ends of the B2B transaction. These opportunities range from easing supplier onboarding to electronic payments via AP portals, to introducing supply chain financing to promote cash flow for both buyer and supplier. Signature Bank streamlines supplier onboarding. Chicago's Signature Bank recently debuted a new accounts payable solution for its business customers designed to offer companies choice in how they pay suppliers while streamlining processes. The solution, FinRails AP, certainly focuses on the corporate buyer, offering businesses the ability to upload a single payment file, mitigate fraud, digitize approvals and pay via card, ACH or check. But, as the financial institution noted, the accounts payable offering also aims to streamline the process for suppliers to receive payment via the solution by addressing friction in the vendor onboarding process. FinRails AP comes with a customer service team to support supplier onboarding, Signature Bank said, with a focus on helping those suppliers accept electronic B2B payments. Genpact wields R for customer satisfaction. Professional services firm Genpact recently announced a partnership with accounts receivable automation company HighRadius to support corporates' R digitization initiatives. Together, the companies are helping joint corporate customers transform their order-to-cash cycles for improved cash flow management and revenue generation. Yet their tie-up is also focusing on another important opportunity in accounts receivable to deepen its ties with clients' accounts payable operations for an improved customer experience. Genpact and HighRadius will solve this challenge by delivering a transformative digital automation solution that enables businesses to maximize their working capital, while enhancing the customer and user experiences, said Genpact Chief Strategy Officer Katie Stein in a statement. In a recent conversation with PYMNTS, Stein further explored the role R plays in strengthening the buyer-supplier relationship, which emerged as vendors' top priority for the year ahead, according to the company's own research. Cashfree wields UPI for both R and AP. In India, payments technology firm Cashfree introduced a new service to improve corporates' adoption of the nation's UPI, Unified Payments Interface, real-time payment service, for both incoming and outgoing payments. The company announced the introduction of its UPI stack for corporates designed to enable integration of UPI capabilities across the accounts payable and accounts receivable operations of businesses. With a focus on interoperability with a range of payment platforms including Google Pay and Paytm, the stack is focused on opening UPI for a wider set of business use cases and streamlining businesses' payment inflows and outflows, including recurring payments. With this launch, we are enabling businesses to implement 15-plus UPI integrations for all their payment needs within a day's work, said Akash Sinha, co-founder and CEO of Cashfree, in a statement. We see this as a step to help product creators and businesses adopt UPI and make the most of the infrastructure for crucial business needs, such as payment collections, refund processing, vendor onboarding and more. LexisNexis Council Link targets buyer-supplier needs. LexisNexis Council Link recently revealed its collaboration with supply chain financing platform LSQ in an initiative designed to position technology in between accounts payable and accounts receivable departments and find common ground between buyers and suppliers. The solution, dubbed Council Link Fast Track, focuses on accelerating payments to law firms servicing corporate legal departments, with supply chain financing able to accelerate law firms' invoice-to-cash cycles while still providing capital float for corporate legal departments. In a conversation with PYMNTS, Council Link General Manager Aaron Pierce highlighted the complex payment and financial agreements between legal departments and outside legal counsel that can introduce friction for both sides' financial management strategies. Law firms are looking for consistency in payments to make sure they don't have to weather long payment terms, he said. Corporate legal departments are always looking for help in managing cash flow, reducing their outside legal expenses and holding onto money as long as they can. Supply chain finance, he said, can be an effective way to meet the needs of both AP and R operations. FinServe starts to draw the line between freelancer and small business. Small business owners have historically faced a unique challenge in the banking world. Financial institutions, FIS, can sometimes fail to clearly define their small business services, blurring the lines between personal and corporate banking and forcing an SMB to fit somewhere within that ambiguity. Increasingly, growing demand for improved digital services, and the emergence of fintechs targeting small businesses, has encouraged traditional banks to develop tools specific to their SMB customer base, which was once too big for retail products and too small for enterprise services. But there's a new area in small business banking where the lines are blurring once again. The gig economy continues to expand in the U.S. and elsewhere, as PYMNT's inaugural gig economy tracker notes. Gig workers are expected to make up half of the U.S. workforce by 2028, and already 16 million individuals are participating in the gig economy. With new opportunities emerging to step into gig work, individuals can suddenly become standalone small businesses. With these professionals taking home a whopping $1.4 trillion in earnings in 2018 alone, according to the tracker, financial service providers have a massive opportunity to help these professionals manage their money. Gig workers are facing significant money management challenges, too. According to George Kurtica, co-founder and chief operating officer of Joust, late invoice payments are one of the most damaging problems small businesses face today, including gig workers. The statistics are surprisingly bad, he told PYMNT's recently. About 71% of freelancers have had to deal with a client who doesn't pay on time, or at all. Finding solutions that fit. Freelancers and gig workers may face similar hurdles to SMBs when managing cash flow. PYMNT's analysis has found that more than one quarter of freelancers' invoices are sent late, further expanding the risk of late payment. Plus, a heavy reliance on paper checks means that processing and reconciling incoming payments adds to the friction. As Kurtica noted, the knock-on impacts are damaging, and not only for a single freelancer struggling to get paid. The biggest challenge is the instability this causes in their lives, he said. There are bills and vendors to pay, and not knowing when their next payment will come can be difficult. But just because the hurdle of late payments may be similar to what a small business faces doesn't mean the same banking products and solutions designed for SMBs can always be the right fit for a freelancer. Invoice financing, for instance, is one product that Joust believes presents an opportunity in the gig economy. The company, which launched operations last month as a digital bank for the self-employed, offers a PayArmor invoice financing solution, though Kurtica highlighted a few key differences from a traditional invoice financing product. One difference is the ability for the solution to be used for a single invoice, rather than operate as a lump sum of financing for multiple outstanding receivables from their corporate customers, as a small business often faces. Kurtica noted that freelancers need to be able to use financing for a single outstanding bill, with late payments occurring in a variety of scenarios from a variety of clients, whether it is a delayed payment for services already provided, a retainer, or another type of payment. Drawing the line, gig workers sit somewhere between small businesses and individuals, and as the freelance economy grows and evolves, the distinction between the two will continue to blur. But financial service providers and banks must be able to establish a clear distinction in order to service gig workers appropriately. Kurtica highlighted the challenge that many freelancing professionals face as a result of ambiguity, failing to separate personal spend from business spend. And because a gig worker is not always considered a large enough business to obtain a commercial or small business credit card from a bank, separating that spend can be particularly difficult, leading to larger challenges at tax time, he said. If you're self-employed, you no longer get W-2s like traditional workers do, he noted. This makes it even more important for freelancers to separate their business payments from their personal payments. It's another opportunity identified by Joust, which offers freelancers a Visa debit card to not only separate professional expenditures from personal ones, but to also gain access to that spend data for enhanced cash flow management and spend analytics. That opens up more avenues for financial service providers like Joust that service the gig economy to develop new products and revenue streams from more data, particularly as data integrations become more commonplace in the U.S., even without an open banking mandate. As Joust moves forward, Kurtica said the company is planning to take advantage of data integration opportunities via APIs, with plans to interconnect its invoice financing and payments processing services with other third-party platforms used by freelancers. At present, the freelancer economy is underserved by the traditional banking market, he said. With the gig economy continuing to proliferate, demand for financial services designed with the freelancer in mind will only grow. Gig workers are paving the way for a new workforce, noted Kurtica. As a result, they're often left alone to tackle financial hurdles along the way. What makes it worse is that big banks ignore them and leave them feeling unsupported. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.